fiddling anywhere. It's been fiddled. Okay, welcome back to the Comedy Store Doorcast. I'm your damn host, Luke Schwartz, and we have a bunch of really good door guys with me today. To my left is Joe Morisi.
Hey, everybody. And great to be back.
And then across is Nicole Buchanan.
Hi. Do you ever say you have really bad door guys with you?
And then to her right, left, who to her left is Hugo Galaxy.
What up?
I should have just said next to her. That's easier. Yes. And yes, sometimes I think I've mentioned it once or twice. We have a show every Friday in the Belly Room at 10:30. That is a lot of the door guys going up and doing some longer sets, and it's really a lot of fun. You mentioned the Doorcast at the door, you get in for free.
And yeah, be good. Please come, because it's been low attendance lately. Yeah. Yes.
But they're on our side, and they'll take the show away if they want to.
Yeah.
But they're on our side, and they want us to be artists. So that's if we feel the support. But I don't go on that show because I'm a paid regular. I go up at 1 a.m. every other week.
Yeah.
What a promotion. it's wonderful. If you tip at the door and mention the Doorcast, we will shout you out of the pod. Shout out to Cole and John. Cole and John tipped like $20 or something like that. Kaylee was unclear.
Thank you, Cole and John.
Yeah. Kaylee's the only one that texts, so I appreciate that. But Kaylee also doesn't do it great.
I do sometimes.
Yeah.
Every once in a while.
Very once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Mike Z, Shannon, and of course, Big Bad Brad, always dropping love in the bucket and saying what's up. Big Bad Brad.
Yeah.
Dropped a 20 in front of me and like had a nice little convo and kept it moving. What a pro. Nice. He's the best. And then it's been a real week. Oh, and I have to a retraction from last week, okay? An official apology from last week. Not every server is bad. I'm sorry for saying that. Some servers can handle if there would be food. But some servers can't, just like how some door guys are good and some are not. There are some servers that are good and some that are not. And I'm sorry to those of you I offended. And here's how you tell if you're a good server. You listen to this podcast. and that is my retraction for the week and saying sorry. And there was a guy selling pies out here the other day. Did you see him?
What?
Yeah, on the sidewalk.
Little sweet pies. Guam goes, they're friggin' amazing. They're the best pies ever. And I was like, okay, Guam.
Did you try one?
Little pies, very like personal pan pies, but they were all sweet. I asked him any savory ones. No chicken pots, no shepherds, nothing like that.
All your dessert types.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cobblers of sorts. Yeah. Did you have one?
Man. No, I saw them, but yeah, I didn't.
I wasn't that tempted, even if they had been savory, to be honest.
When was this?
The other week, and last week and the other day. Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty recent.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been all over that.
Yeah, sweet tooth?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's the go-to?
For pies or for in general?
Both, and answer the pie question.
I'm a big cheesecake fan.
Okay.
Ooh.
Cheesecake pie favorite. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah. but I also like a banana cream pie.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Anything with bananas, really.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Banana cream pie.
Banana cream pie. I'm a fan. The Apple Pan makes a nice banana cream pie.
Okay.
So go there.
Oh, that place with the burgers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The steak or hickory burgers.
Yeah, hickory.
Yeah, they're good. That's a good spot. And they're finally reopened back for indoor. They were doing just takeout the whole time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it's my brother's birthday. Shout out Eggman. Today is his birthday. Happy birthday, number big 30.
Happy
Ooh,
birthday.
All right. Yeah. Happy 30.
I also just turned 30.
Years old?
Yeah.
Wow, nice. Happy birthday, Nicole.
What do you think I meant?
I'm just being really, really funny.
Yeah, okay.
What is your brother's name?
August.
August.
Yeah. Well,
August, happy birthday. May the Schwartz be with you.
Yikes.
Oh, wow. Yeah, nice. To this galaxy and beyond.
Yeah. Nice. Okay, sure.
Yeah.
That's, from Hugo. I get it. So Guam's always overreacting to food. That's what I have. That's one of my, we had a mean host on Potluck last week.
Oh, Mitch was great.
Yeah, people weren't feeling that.
No, I don't think Mitch was feeling it.
I had so many people complaining to me about it.
Really?
Yeah, just comics coming up to me.
Oh, comics. Who cares?
Yeah.
I don't know how much. Yeah, I don't know what the room felt tense.
Yeah,
as
I would
well.
Like to hear some great. Audience feedback of that kind of a thing. Yeah, but yeah, it was mostly comics.
He was nice to me.
Yeah, he didn't say anything bad about me either.
And the...
I thought it was hilarious. And sometimes you got to hear that stuff, you know, really, truthfully.
Yeah. Okay.
I think people just don't like that because that's kind of like the old guard of what the guys used to do.
It's
at
very
potluck.
Much the old guard, but it seemed, even though like you can do like roasting and stuff, but it was like, it was mean spirited, which I guess is the old guard.
Yeah. Well, it's funny that Mitch even did that though, because like by the time he got hired here, no one was doing that. Yeah. That was like the guys before us.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. We weren't doing that, like, mm-hmm. 2018, 2019.
No.
He's mad because he lives in Austin now, and he hates it.
I don't think, he doesn't even live
he's
in Austin.
Yeah, he's not in Austin. He's, like, north of Wichita Dallas.
Falls?
Yeah.
That's even, Wichita Falls.
That's even
yeah.
worse.
Right. So he was taking out some stuff on the audience and the comics. More of the comics he was taking it out on, and he was like, they're here and I'm not. Kind of vibe, and he's a good guy, and I wish him well. And it was fun seeing him. It was really nice seeing him.
Yeah, it was nice to see him.
Yeah. Been a minute. Why did you like it so much, Hugo?
It was just funny. It was just like hilarious. He wasn't really holding back. And not everybody's good during potluck. You
no.
Know,
yeah, that's why I don't like, because it's easy. Yeah, of course it's not going to be good.
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be a couple good comics, but
there's no one's good at comedy.
It's too easy to make fun of. Like, most people are so nervous.
Yeah.
They're mm-hmm. they're like, you know, that stage is intimidating if you don't go on it regularly.
And like, you go and it's up, like so pretty easy cold, to make fun. And then you go up with like the energy of someone really shitting on the person before you, and you're like, okay, well, I guess I'm going to try these jokes, huh?
Yeah.
And you're like,
I
guess I'm worthless too, and I don't know.
It just, but it also kind of shows you what you're made of. You know,
that's true. Yeah, if you have the stuff.
Yeah,
if you have it to keep going.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'll say I wanted to try new jokes and then got afraid to try new jokes because I didn't want to say something mean about me, but I did it anyway. So I was like, "Eh, who cares?" Yeah.
Did he say anything mean?
He didn't. No.
Okay. Good.
No.
Yeah, that's good.
He said I was one of the funniest people here.
Nice. Yeah. I'll keep the compliment on Nicole Train running.
Oh.
Nicole has been. Very good in the room and very like attentive to customers and good at seating and taking charge. It's been really cool to see you do it well. It's been cool. I mean, you still you like try to get covered too much, but when you're here,
I do.
Yeah.
But when I don't get coverage, I show up
and
I don't call out.
No, that's good. Yeah. Please don't do that.
That's mostly depression. I can't get out of bed. But
I feel that.
But thank you.
It's
really very easy
to
be a good employee here. I feel like you do the bare minimum and people are like very impressed.
It's so easy.
Yeah.
I'd say you're doing more than the minimum though.
Like I used to work at Disneyland where you had to be like just very on it and very good at customer service.
Yeah. Kind happiest. Of,
yeah.
Place on. Yeah.
This place is very different.
What did you do at Disneyland?
I was a Jungle Cruise skipper.
Okay. Is that where you kind of have a shtick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was before I was a comedian. Like,
how
I
old
just,
were you?
Like 19.
That seems too young to be leading a cruise through the jungle, if you ask me.
I mean, I was special.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What were the jokes? Do you remember any of your
I mean,
your
they
patter?
Were... I didn't write them. They were all like Disney approved.
Oh, really?
Jokes. Yeah, because if you went off script, you like could get in trouble. Like I did sometimes, but like
I was gonna say, do you have to memorize this?
The approved jokes were to protect you, really, because if anyone got offended, you could be like, "Well, they're Disney approved jokes." People got offended at Disney approved jokes, so
yeah, this PC culture.
Did you wear like a safari outfit?
I did. Yeah,
nice.
I looked real cute in it. What? No, the big firm hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
it was fun.
How
it was
long did you work there?
It was a good job as like a college job. I worked there for like 2 years, and then I transferred to UCLA, so I moved here and didn't work there anymore.
And got a job at what, Universal Studios or something instead? Like, you said you transferred.
I fucking worked. I worked at a call at the call center at UCLA where you call alumni and ask for money.
Ooh, yeah.
While I was going there, and that I hated that. That was the worst.
Yeah, no one likes making or receiving those calls.
Just tell them to cough it up.
The worst is like you'd ask for. You had to go through like all these asks. Like you'd be like,
these are UCLA approved jokes.
Ask for $500, and they'd be like, I can't afford that. And then you'd be like, okay, well, can you give $100? And they'd be like, I don't have any money. And you'd be like, okay, can you give $75? Like, you had to go through all of them.
Wow.
And it was just like, I fucking hated it. It was awful.
Bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm here now and everything's good.
Yes. Everything's so good.
Yeah, it's good to see you growing and taking steps. And
yeah. But thank you. I appreciate the compliment.
Yes. Been noticing it. Worked the main room with too many people in it, and you were like, this fucking sucks. I just want to seat this thing myself.
Yeah.
And I felt the same way because we were like, there are at least three seaters, and we just kept stepping on each other's toes and not knowing.
I would love to just be able to do the whole thing myself, honestly.
You can't.
Everyone steps.
Well, because you're going to walk to the other side of the room, and then there's going to be people waiting. You need at least two people.
Two people is good. I mean, we've talked about it before. Like, Renee does a very good job alone in seating the main room.
You guys didn't have it set up to where somebody was seating one side and somebody was seating the other side?
But then there's a third guy, and then it's just chaos.
Yeah,
that's what's annoying.
And then, like, when you first do, like, fill the room, you try and spread from the middle out.
Yeah.
So I don't really take side, like put people on sides until we go to like A and
B. Just seat it evenly, and then you know.
And with two people, you could just check one person, like, "Hey, did you seat this person in Mitzi's booth?" And they'll be like, "Yes, I did." But if I go past Nicole and Willie's also working the room, like, "Nicole, did you seat someone in Mitzi's booth?" She's like, "No." And then I'm like looking for Willie, and Willie's on the other side of the room. I don't know if they wandered in from the belly room thing. Yeah.
Some people are walking too fast. You got to make sure the people follow you.
Oh, Hugo,
you're a speed demon.
Oh, yeah. You assume that people also walk like down. Work here.
I did that at first, too.
No, we got to slow it down.
Yeah.
Slow it down. Yeah. And look back.
Do I walk that
fast? Yeah, look back. Let's get a hand. Well,
because you are used to the room, so you know where all the steps are and everything. Yeah. It's their first time in the room, so you got to like.
I usually keep my hand up like this.
Mm-hmm. I would look back every few steps and just make sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you take off like it's a race.
And it's, if we want to, I want, but then what pisses me off is when people go fast seating people and are slow coming back. Like, that's the exact opposite.
Yeah, that's the opposite. You got to be fast back.
Fast back, slow going. Hmm. Yeah. And that's how you seat the main room.
Yeah. That's what we want to see.
New door guys.
Oh, yeah. Have we talked about that there's new door guys now?
We have five new hires. We'll see who sticks. I know it's Ben Branfin and Ramsey Badawi and
Jackson Banks.
Those are the two guys I know pretty well.
Yeah.
The Jackson Banks, I don't know.
I don't know him at all.
But everyone says he's very
hilarious.
Funny. Yeah.
So funny. Yeah, probably one of the people, like, I don't laugh at a lot of Jackson can make me laugh.
Does he have longer hair?
So funny. Yeah. Okay. Like,
just Jackson and
he's
me.
He's strange.
Nicole laughs at.
Like, you gotta kind of gotta be down to get weird with his comedy a little bit, but he's really good.
Yeah,
he's
okay.
He's really funny.
And then Miranda Meadows also got hired.
Yep.
I kind of know her. I've met her a few times and she hangs out, but
she hangs out a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know her.
I think her and Angie Stroud.
Yeah. Yes. And I don't know Angie at all.
They did a lot of roast battle.
That's so funny and cool.
Yeah.
Don't we all love roast battle? And if basically you're fat, you're gay.
They're both very young. All right, come on. Roast battle was my whole first 4 years of comedy.
Yeah, that's true.
I think a lot of these...
It gave me a lot of opportunities.
Yeah,
it's good. Yeah. A lot of these newer people seem on the shyer side. I just hope they're good with the people.
I mean, they're only shy because they're new. You know, they'll...
No, but I their demeanors are all very introverted.
Dealing with an audience member, you need to tell them. You need to look someone in the eye and tell them the rules.
Yeah, you can't be afraid of the general public.
Ben Branfin, I know, is a little... I mean, he's a very nice and good guy, but he's a little... he's not authoritative.
Yeah, I feel like I feel like all these new people are on the timid side.
But I had the same problem when I started. I had the exact same problem when I started. Like, everyone was like, you need to
tell them
the
rules.
Be more authoritative. Yeah. Be more, like, you know.
You did. And you changed. Yeah. So that's good.
It's people who have to know who's
boss. You get used to
it. Yeah.
You get frustrated enough that you're like, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so looking forward to, I trained Ben. I guess everyone's had like a shift or two so far, right?
I don't think Miranda said her first shift is Friday.
This Friday?
I think so.
But training this week?
No, like training. They've been training. Like, they've been
no,
here.
She starts training Friday.
Oh, not till.
Oh, wow.
Is she out of town or something?
How many people have you trained so far?
Just Ben.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ramsey trained a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
And he was also in the main room the other day.
Okay.
Yeah. The Dio's show.
Yeah. I mean, I'll probably yell at everybody in a nice way. But firm politeness will get a lot of things done.
Yeah.
If I say I say no with a smile a lot of the time, it's pretty good. Can I sit here? I go, no. Come on. I got a seat for you. It'll be good. I promise. Right this way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's fun and exciting. Some new blood and some people... the showcases went the way they went. I thought some people would have gotten hired and they didn't. And that's how it's, you know, it's management's call. And that's what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, there were some people that didn't get it that they were looking
at. Yeah, I thought everyone who showcased got it.
No. Well, no, that was. No, because a bunch of people showcased like 2 different weeks on Potluck and then up in the belly room also.
Oh, yeah. Right.
There was a big process going on.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, a couple people were like mad that their like some friends didn't even like get a shot or didn't like make the cut. And I was like, well, those people come with some weird shit. You know, that's maybe they just didn't like their comedy is like the biggest thing. It's like really that their comedy wasn't what management was looking for, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough.
And they got good cosigns, but what are you going to do? I mean, I had some people that I cosigned that didn't get it.
The only one I tried to get hired got hired, so.
Who?
Can't relate. Ramsey.
Oh, Ramsey, yeah.
Yeah.
Ramsey had a lot of people.
He's my roommate.
And, oh, nice.
Oh, isn't that convenient?
Yeah.
For him.
Another Nepo baby.
Ramsey's my roommate, Ben's Felicia's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're both
Ben's hilarious.
But they're both very funny.
Ramsey's very good at comedy.
Yeah.
Can't he? Yeah.
They're both great. And they you know, get along with everyone very well.
And Felicia's very... aggressive, so Ben doesn't have to be. You know,
it's a good partnership.
Yeah.
If they worked in tandem, I think that if they had one personality, it would be great for working the Comedy Store. But they are two people. That's good. Yeah, I'm looking forward to hanging with them, working with them.
I have to say, I'm very jealous of the new hires because they're all coming in as like a batch. I came in like by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Did you really?
Yes, and I felt very alone. Well, because
why?
I'll tell you. I'll tell you why,
yeah,
Joe.
I'd like to hear it.
Because they're coming in when we're like short staffed, and everyone's like, "Oh, thank God, we have new door guys!" Right?
Yeah.
I came in and I was like so excited to tell everybody because everyone, like most of the people, were my friends, and I came in and I think it was like Dave Waite and Alex Hanna, and I was like, "Guys, I'm getting hired as a door guy," and they were like, "We don't need more door guys," and I was like,
"Oh yeah."
Oh, okay. Like, we're already not getting enough shifts and spots. What the hell? And I was like, oh, cool. All right. Everyone's super excited about this.
Were you hired before me or after?
After. Okay. I was hired, after
Nicole,
Zach and Torrio and before Riggins.
Right before Riggins, yeah.
But, I came in by myself and no one did a shot with me on my first day.
Oh, wow.
It kind of was like got lost in the...
In the shuffle.
Nobody really gave a
cold-blooded.
Shit that I got hired. A lot of people were like, didn't you already work here? And I was like, no.
Who thought that?
Several people. Amy thought I already worked here.
Amy, Amy, you should know better. You should know who works here.
All right,
well, welcome. We're glad to have you, Nicole.
I'm like so jealous that they get this like big welcome when they all get to come in together and they have each other.
I've done one with you though, right?
I'm happy you're here.
What?
Done a shot with you, right?
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't think so.
That's my bad. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't think you were here on my first day.
I mean, no, but since then.
Maybe.
Maybe we could square that away today.
Oh, I never drink on the clock, but maybe. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
I had a story. This so a server. I don't think I talked about this on the pod. A server. So employees who work here can ask to be put people on the guest list or ask for like a special thing. A server had a party already buy some tickets, and they were like, "Can you just put them in a nice seat in the OR?" And I was like, "Sure, totally." What's the name on the party? And Ansley told me her friend's name was Nick Dipple.
Nick Dipple?
Yeah.
Dick Nipple.
Dick yeah. Nipple, yeah.
Nice. Some immediately just...
Oh, poor guy.
I mean, it still makes me laugh.
It's a great
that
name.
His parents...
Well, there was a guy that came in, too, in the main room.
Nick
and,
Dipple.
And his last name was Karate.
Oh, and I said, remember. Yeah,
and
yeah.
And then Dave Waite was working around. Dave's like, Karate. Dave was like, Karate.
Dave's so fucking stupid.
Yeah. He's like, that's awesome. And me and Cooper just started cracking up.
I feel like one guy, like, he was like, oh, how many people here? And he was like, just me. And he was like, one guy. And just, like, made the guy feel bad.
Yeah. No, he makes out. Yeah.
Just one guy.
He's the guy. I you know, I can't go into
you, like, working with him a lot.
I'm close to requesting to not work with him.
Like, I mean, honestly, it makes me laugh. I think it's hilarious.
He's not great at talking. He says the most obvious thing. If someone has a cast, he'll be like, oh, hurt your arm, huh? Yeah. How'd you do it? You know, he's like, just leave them alone. They're a customer coming in. Just send them up the right way. Yeah, and he's always yelling, and at least he always has crumbs on his shirt. That's always cool. I think that's really endearing. It's like a homeless Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, man.
Oh, he's got a big gulp.
Yeah.
Full of Diet Coke.
Wow.
Yeah, funny guy.
Anybody drinks trash. More Diet Coke than him?
No. We almost named the group text after him. Well, not almost, but that was in the running. That was my name. The DC Sniper.
Oh, yeah.
Diet Coke, because that's what he calls Diet Coke. Let me get a DC.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that DC Sniper. But, Nick Dipple in the OR just, God, makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Dick Nipple. Fuck, man.
I feel bad for the guy, though.
Karate. Yeah,
that was good.
Karate.
Give me a break.
Apparently it's a fireable offense now to use the phone charger in the manager's office.
What?
Oh, sure, yeah. Well, let me guess who enacted
Richie?
That policy.
Yeah, yeah. Because
I'll give you negative one guesses.
That's what Joe, when I was in there using it, he's like, be careful because Richie snapped on somebody last night. You could get fired if he sees you using this.
Yeah, you'll fire yourself.
Yeah.
You
do that.
Yeah, I guess just use the one in the OR cover booth.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Or the one at the back bar that the bartenders use.
Oh, right? There is one in there?
Yeah, that's okay, where they play the music from and stuff. But, you know. Fucking Richie.
Yeah.
How's Richie been this week? Anyone seen him?
I've hardly seen him. I think he just got, like, back. I think he was golfing somewhere. He's like,
oh, sure, yeah. Maybe Pebble Beach or something, yeah.
You know what I realized is he's a lot cooler of a boss if there's, like, a hot girl around.
Yeah.
Because he wants to impress him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless he wants to yell at you in front of said hot girl.
Oh, no, yeah. He's never done that to me, but he's been a lot cooler of a boss just when there. I have a hot friend who came and was like, Richie, when's Nicole?
It's your friend, yeah.
She's like, Richie, when's Nicole off? And he was like, she can leave now if she wants. I was like, what? And he was or you can just stay on the clock and drink. And I was like, what? I was like, he's never this cool.
No, yeah. Just watch your friend's back when you. it's still not the safest place for women. It's terrible. I want it to be better, but it's tough here.
It can be.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of, I've had there were some creepy customers this week too that I had to deal with. There were a few more creeps than usual. I feel like this week.
What do they say?
Maybe I'm just looking extra good lately, but they've been extra creepy.
Like when you're at the back door?
No,
or
in a
like
patio.
Even in the room?
Oh, yeah, patio. Back door and patio. Ugh. It just like really got to deal with the worst people.
I'm sorry about that. Men are great, huh?
Yeah. I mean, Felicia, and I'm not good at like being like, get the fuck away from me. Like I'm very nice about it and like just kind of try to laugh it off when they, and then they take that as keep going.
Yeah, of course, because you don't want to be like, you know, hurt or killed.
Yeah, sure.
There's a natural fear there. It makes sense.
But there was this guy last night that like wouldn't stop talking to me and like being creepy and telling me that he shaves his balls. And then like he was like also going up to other women on the patio. And I went up to Felicia and I was like, this guy. And she was like, yeah, I'm going to get him away from this woman. And she just walks up to him and was like, let's take a walk. And then I think told him, like, I think what she said was, you're cut off, which he thought meant drinking wise, but she meant from the women.
Like, conversationally. Yeah. Was he trying out the ball shaving stuff on everybody?
Yeah, I don't know. That.
Well, do you remember last night when we were out and that dude was just like walking through the crowd talking about how he's about to be fucking raw? Like using no condoms. Do you remember that?
What, at Barney's?
Yeah.
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, some guy was just like walked through the crowd. He's like, man, I'm having sex raw, no condoms tonight. And it's just like a very not good thing.
That sucks.
Yeah, just was saying it to the bar.
Yeah, it's like not a good thing to flex at all.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Wow. Guys are good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're welcome for everything.
Men, yeah, right?
Terrible.
They're awesome.
I'm sorry. And I'm sorry that that's a reality here even. We did take that training course that I thought was pretty good about like noticing like when people are drunk and if men are like preying on people. And there was something I thought we should use. Like you put a sign up in the women's bathrooms. Like if anyone's making,
we have it. Yeah.
Oh, it's up there.
Yeah.
I was just about to mention that.
They started putting up. It said if we seem busy, we want to know if someone's making you uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's inside the, all gender.
Great.
Bathroom on the door. Right.
Great.
Yeah.
And then we also got some new, women
security guards. Yeah,
also.
Sure.
Yeah.
Who are great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're cool.
Yeah.
So, you know, and we've got Emily, although I think if we lost Emily, it would be just a tragedy. And I feel like she's all that I have.
Emily, the booker?
As far as just like, yeah, no, it's
Jen's up there too.
Yeah. No, Jen's great also. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Comedy Store has gotten better as far as.
Yeah, hard to not get better when it was pretty atrocious for a long time.
And quite a few female door guys now, which is great.
Yeah, that is good. Yeah. So
I went to the La Jolla Comedy Store for the first time this weekend.
Did you do some open for someone?
No, I just did a spot on like the Thursday show because I was already going down there for some Don't Tell shows and Madhouse shows, and I emailed Mike Vin.
Yep.
And he put me on the Thursday
best of
show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. It was fun.
Yeah. How's the crowd?
They were great.
Yeah.
I thought I had a good set until a lady came up to me after and told me I was brave. which is the worst thing anyone's ever said to me.
Yeah. I've had that after a couple times. Yeah. Where they go, hey, you know, that was you're so brave to get up there like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Like, oh, God.
I thought I was doing pretty good. I thought I had a good
I literally, like, my whole mood turned around. I was like, I'm gonna get a drink. Wow. I couldn't stop thinking about it for days. I was like, this woman called me brave.
For days.
Oh boy.
She was like foreign though, so I'm just telling myself that like it's probably because, like, in her country,
like a cultural thing,
I would get stoned for speaking or something.
Yeah, oh, wow. you could smoke weed if you want.
Sorry. It's close. It's close to a good joke. Hey, you're very brave for even attempting that joke, Joe. I went to the Ren Faire last week. I love the Ren Faire. I never dress up, and I always go. I talked about this, but I forgot this one little story. They do a joust, big time joust. Yeah. And they have like an MC for the joust. She's on horseback. And then they have the other four people like duking it out. It's badass. They really ride those suckers. But there's a guy who was sitting there and had lines that he was like throwing out. And like, cause it's kind of interactive. And they get their crowd on their side riled up.
Yeah.
And it was like kind of, he had lines like, hey, isn't that the one where... And it was like watching Don, people heckling Don at late night, where he had like he had the lines and he knew the timing and stuff, and it sounded rehearsed and he had said it before and stuff, but it was still funny. I thought he was really funny.
What do you do there? Because you don't dress up, you just like...
I walk around, I look at everybody, I get a little high, and it's a good time. You eat a... Nice. Don't get the turkey leg.
No.
It's for amateurs. Mm. But you get the... just get a little, you know... hot dog or whatever that's $14 and you're like, yeah, that sucks, but whatever. You get high and you look at everyone really who are dedicated.
Yeah.
And you go, wow, that's cool that you do that.
How long does it go on for? Is it just one weekend?
No, it is like 6 or 8 weekends, okay. Something like that. Yeah. It's closing soon if you want to go. You have to get there. I would get there early. I got a whole thing. I can talk Ren Faire for a little bit, but not a lot. It's really fun, and it's horny as hell. Everyone there is very horny.
Yeah.
Everyone's boobs are up to their chin.
I was going
to
say a lot of corsets.
Yeah, a lot of corsets. A lot of like elfin kind of things going on, whatever. Yeah. I'm not there for that. It's just I like the people who... There's like a guy who does like free advice, and he tells you like a little riddle or a joke, you know. There's a guy, like, he stops, he goes, I know who's going to win the joust. You want to know? And then people are like, yeah, who? He goes, the winner. And you're like, oh, that's so silly. And I go for the campiness of it. It's pretty fun.
Did you go up to the designated heckler and go, hey, how do I get a job here?
Yes, that's...
Who do I have to know? Is there...
Yeah. But it's crazy to go and see, like, it's kind of... It has Comedy Store vibes in that... There's a bunch of stages, and you see people like two middle-aged women. One's playing a lute, and one is playing like a weird fiddle, and they're like singing for 15 people, and they have the stage for like 30. They have a 30-minute set, and they're off for a couple hours, and they have a 30-minute set. And you're like, who are these people? Who are these people?
Yeah.
Who are these people? Yeah. Seinfelding them. But it's really like, and then if you come here and you'd be like, wow, there's so many fucking comedians, and you go to the Ren Faire, you'd be like, Jesus, I thought the guy who juggles whips was like the big, like he's a big act, but then you go see, there's so many other fucking people that are like into it. You're like, Jesus, this is intense.
They have like sword swallowers and shit.
Yeah. They've got, they've got a lot of stuff. They got a couple of magicians. They got like storytellers. They got like a funny show. They've got, they've got a bunch of stages. It's like a couple acres of stuff. It's cool. And they have shops for everything. Everyone's selling like pointy shoes or sequin dresses or like weird shit. It's a lot of fun.
It's cool.
Yeah. It's a good place to be. It's a safe place to be stoned.
Okay.
It's really good. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. But the guy heckling like Don Barris late night was really caught my attention. I thought it was pretty good.
Speaking of that, last night I think Don may have made a girl cry.
Really? Whoa, really?
Again?
A girl like left the show and then was out in the hallway just like bent down. Like at first I thought maybe she was like drunk and like needed to throw up or something.
Was he trying to play a trick on
her?
Bent
down like this, and then just like I went up to her and she was like crying and I was like, do you need anything? She was like, no. And then she like went outside and was like going like this. And I was like, is everything okay? Down, yeah. And she was like, I think I've just been here too long. I was like, I can relate. Wow.
That's how you start a shift sometimes. No, yeah. I'm kidding.
That's great. I've been here too long.
And I was like, do you need help calling an Uber or something? She was like, I can't leave. My friends are in there. And I'm like, you have bad friends. She's just outside having a panic attack. That's and they're hilarious. Like, no, this guy's funny. We're going to stay in here.
Jeez. He's talking about stabbing someone in the side and fucking the wound. What's not funny about that?
Yeah.
what could make anyone uncomfortable?
So fun. Yeah, and I don't think she really wanted to talk to me about it since I'm the one who went up in there and said I was JonBenet Ramsey and asked him to show his dick.
Yeah.
I don't think she was like, you're going to be helpful.
Not like the safest person.
Yeah, yeah. Please.
Yeah, even if the staff is telling you that they're JonBenet Ramsey and asking a performer to show his dick.
Was that your name when he asked you a question?
Yeah.
What junior college did JonBenet go to?
I don't think I said one, actually, because he was like, you've been missing for a long time. And I was like, you know where I've been. And then I went into making him or ask him to show his cock.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the guy at the Ren Faire was much more PG.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Not so much, hey, show that horse's cock. Or whatever.
Yeah. We have kids there too, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, definitely. But like, people are like selling like little pennants and stuff, little flags. It's like, there's so much staff. I go, how do you make any money? No one's buying any of this shit.
Oh, man.
I've never heard you talk about anything as enthusiastically as you talk about the Ren Faire.
Well, you never ask.
That's true.
Yeah, and now I'm trying to fill time on a podcast because I get a lot of smiles but not a lot of laughs. It's Hugo said he was going to bring the energy, but
I'm failing.
Yeah, I know. You're not even close to the mic.
I get lectured a lot for not laughing enough at things.
Oh, really? During a podcast, I'd love if you guys picked it up because Hugo said that's very funny. It's like, I don't need that. I need a. Yeah, support would be great.
That was a ventriloquist dummy laugh you just did.
Yeah, that's true.
I jumped off the stool potluck last week.
I saw that. It terrified me.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
On stage?
Yeah, he got up on the stool, stood on the stool, and jumped off and fell to the floor.
Yeah, my shoulder's still a little tweaked because I was doing like a...
What was the bit you were doing?
I was like, oh, I feel like... I'm dressed like I could do a wrestling promo, so then I like cut the wrestling promo, and then I climbed on the stool like I was on the top ropes.
Yeah,
like and you threw an elbow down onto the floor.
Yeah.
Whoops.
And then, yeah, but it was fun. You know, gotta try new things.
Sure. Yeah.
But the stool like fell out from under you, kind of a thing. Yeah.
Well, no, I think when I jumped off, the stool kind of went that way, but then I was on the ground.
I'm glad. Well, if you jumped up, you would have hit the ceiling.
And yeah, maybe you're tall.
One of those neons.
Yeah, jumped like.
Those neons are very
breakable.
I'm worried about that red one.
And then, like, I recorded the set so you can, like, hear people as soon as I get up there. It's like, oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, everyone was very worried for you, I think.
I didn't see that.
Which is what you want during a comedy set.
Yeah.
Good times, though. Good times.
That's great. I'm glad you are okay now. Yeah. Did Mitch like it?
I think when I got up, he's like, that is not how you use the stool. Everybody has been using it wrong tonight.
Well, yeah, because you were drinking too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you had a few cocktails.
I did.
Yeah, because he was getting on Anthony for sitting on the stool during a 3-minute
I saw
set.
That, yeah.
And then Hugo for standing on the stool.
You're allowed to sit down. And people who are like, people make fun of comics who go up and like sit on their stool for any amount of time.
Yeah.
But it is fine.
Sometimes I find myself doing it and I don't even realize I'm doing it. I'm getting comfortable. You know, like, I don't know. Sometimes you settle into it and you're leaning. I don't know. Sometimes
I feel weird when I sit on
the stage. I've never done it. I've never sat.
I've tried.
Yeah.
I've tried it and I just feel weird. I like to pace.
But I'm not going to shame someone if they want to do it.
And a lot of the times, like, working here, it's my break. I get to go and sit. I'm like, I want to sit down for the first time in a couple hours, actually.
Yeah.
Tell you these jokes.
Yeah, Mitch.
Yeah. Mitch. Fuck.
A lot of the audience members are really cool a lot of the time.
But just in general?
No. Oh. Got him.
No, there's a lot of... this week, there was a lot of the whole... Like, I tell this to people, and they, like, look at me like I'm crazy, because they're with a group, and they're laughing, but then they're talking after about it. I'm like, guys, we can't have the analysis afterwards.
Yes.
And they look at me like I'm crazy. And maybe I am, but I'm laughing to myself, because I think that's funny to say it that way.
It's the right term.
It's like, just laugh. You don't, we need to talk about afterwards.
The like the commentary.
Why did you laugh at it? Well, you know,
he said the thing about women and men dating
I'm like,
in LA.
Yeah, and I that's what I say. And they look at me. They just stare like it was most.
I get the urge to talk about a bit when you hear it.
Of course, but it kind of it ruins people's momentum, and it's like it's distracting to other customers, and and a lot of the time that turns into like, God, you know, remember the time we did that? Yeah, we should go do that again. And when do you think you can do that then? And then like the person on stage has already started their next premise, and then they're just kind of having a conversation.
And then they'll say we're laughing at the joke. Oh yeah, that's not laughing. You're saying words. It's not a laugh.
Why do you think I'm coming up to you and no one else?
Yeah,
it's like a big thing with me. Like. What's different? What do you think's different?
Yeah, you know what? A lot this week too is a lot of people like sending back drinks, saying, this guy made this terrible. Like, I don't know what's going on with the bar staff, but people aren't.
Their mixture's off.
They're sending the drinks back. They're not making them good.
And there was like a lot of people taking photos. Like, we tell them not to in the beginning. Then they get in there and they try to take photos. I'm like, hey, you can't. And then they still try to like sneak photos.
Yeah, you
got to
watch for those sneaks.
Yeah. A few people.
I like when I get in someone's eyes, in their line, like linebacker. Yeah. Like, because like if they're in the back of the main room and I'm walking down the aisle in front of the booths and I see them, I'm like, and I get in front of the camera and I'm like this, and that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just say, yeah, I walk around saying no photo, no video all the time. Like, I just kind of whisper it, even if people don't have their phones out. I go, no photo, no video. Just kind of like preemptively sometimes I'll do that.
Maybe I'll start that.
It's just, it's, yeah, I don't know. And like, if people are texting, I go, put your phone away. What are you doing?
Yeah, fucking be in the moment.
Yeah, I understand. I go, step out.
Yeah, I don't like
that's a little
that.
Mean, but, you know, I don't care all the time.
Well, comics will chew you out if they see you do that, too. Like, that one night when Steph Tolev, like, basically kicked a guy out of the OR for being on his phone. I was in, you and me were in there.
I think so.
Was that when he
that was
tried
funny.
To throw a chair at her?
Yeah, he,
like,
threw the
slow motion.
Yeah. Threw a chair, like, to the side of her. Yeah, yeah. And then he immediately walked, like, me and Hugo ran over there, but he was, like, taking himself out of there. But, yeah, because like, he was on his phone in the front row. And she was like, get the fuck out of here. She's like, you're so rude.
Then he like ran up the street. Then his friend came back and he's like, listen, I know he's fucked up, but can I still come here? He's like, I'm good. I'll close out the tab, but I still want to be able to come here.
I would say yes. If
he was talking to Ryan. He was talking to Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, usually
I like to split them up. And like then you go, okay, yeah, you punish your friend. Your friend has no ride or whatever.
One time I was trying to get into a bar. Actually, I think you and Renee were in the bar and I was trying to get in. And I was with, I'm not going to say who, but someone and a girl that he was dating. And that girl that he was dating was like kind of rude to the people. And I was like, I was not. And then so like I didn't have my ID because I left it at home, and then so I went all the way back, and then he wouldn't let me in because she was being rude or whatever, and I was like, I don't have my ID, so he wouldn't like let me go with it, and then even with a picture. Yeah. So I went, got my physical ID, came back and showed him the ID, and he was like, no, you can't come in.
Oh, because you were with her?
And he was like, tell your friend to be nicer next time.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, and she was like, I'll leave, and I was like, yeah, she'll leave. Can I come in? And they were like, no. And I was like, I didn't do anything.
Yeah, you can't take it out on the whole group. That's lame.
Yeah, that is like I got denied entry into a bar. A friend's birthday was happening in downtown LA. They were like super. My ID had expired, and they were like, "Nah, you can't come in." I go, "Well, it's me, right?"
Yeah, I mean that's me. Yeah, it's expired, but that's not really a thing.
Like,
yeah,
this is just like I didn't renew my ID.
Yeah,
it
doesn't make it
fake. And
like
they were like, "Nah." I was over 30, and I was like, this is, that's weird.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You're not thinking. And he's like, no, like some security guards just like are way too serious about their shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, I understand but I'm this person, and you agree that I'm this person. And it's just because the ID is like a week expired, and I was like behind on shit.
Yeah, I didn't go to the DMV.
Mine's a week expired right now.
Yeah, good luck.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And a security guard caught it, and he was like, you know your ID's expired, right? And I was like, oh no, I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Good to know, thanks. And then he let me in. It wasn't a big deal.
Right.
Because that's how it should be.
That seems fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you guys here yesterday? Was anyone in the main room yesterday?
No, I wasn't here at all yesterday. It was my day off.
I was on the patio, and I guess two people in the main room line, separate parties. They weren't together. Passed out at the same time.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then the
outside fire, in the line. But
fire truck came and outside in the line.
Wow.
What the
two
heck?
Separate people from two. I was like, Amy, are you roofing people like on the patio?
Yeah. Saturday night, a guy fell asleep in the back of the OR on the bench all the way in the back. He was with three other guys and I heard him snoring. And I told the guys, I said, get him out of here now. And they were like waking him up. He was totally wasted. And he got up and he like started burping. And they're just like, yeah, we're waiting for our tab. I'm like, no, get him out. I don't want him throwing up in here. One of you guys can wait for the tab. And then they left zero tip for the server. I was like, okay.
Did the people pass out because of alcohol or because of like...
They hadn't even been inside yet. It was like still daylight outside.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on with that. But this guy was
I have no idea what drinks. Happened.
I was, I've told this story before, but whatever. This is half of my podcast anyway is telling the same stories over and over. Katie loves it. Producer Katie loves it. I was working patio and it was like 10 minutes into my shift. It was like 6:15, something like that. And it's still daylight out. And this guy was kind of like walked in, showed his ID and was going to go to a show later. And was kind of already, bar hadn't even opened. And he's kind of woozy, wobbly. And he looks over at me and I make eye contact with him. And as I make eye contact with him, he throws up.
Wow.
Just like all over. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, why'd you have to look in my eyes and then puke like that? Jesus shit.
There was a guy last week that sucked. Cleaned up his own throw up in the hallway.
Oh, yeah. Ryan's
he made him do that?
Yeah. That's great. He makes people clean up their own
people
vomit.
Should. I think that's a good societal rule. If you puke in public, you should, you should clean it up.
Hit you with the newspaper. Yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah. Someone sent a video of that.
Yeah, he made him take out the trash, sent it to the group message. Everyone's like, hooray for Ryan.
Dude,
the trash.
I was in San Diego and I was like, man, I miss being there. Like, I was really sad that I wasn't there. I
was
like,
he was really tedious about it.
How many places do you get to do that? Just like make a guy clean up his own vomit.
For sure, it's a special place.
How demoralizing.
Also, special shout out to Ryan. Got me a little onesie for my baby that is has a store logo on one side,
nice.
And then the Captain C on the other side. It's like it's very cute. That's cool. It was really a heartfelt gift. Cute. And Marvin, he got Marvin to make it. Who has a new baby?
Oh yeah,
shout out Marvin.
Yeah,
he had a kid too.
Yeah.
Oh great.
Mm-hmm.
Did he have a daughter?
He had a child, definitely.
Yeah. It's one of
little Captain.
Yeah, she's gonna be like, you can't come in here. I'll be like, yeah, that's right. That's my baby.
Yeah. You're going to pass by and you're going to be like, hi, baby. And she's going to be like, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, I hope so.
You know, like, before I worked here, like, when I first started, like, coming around here, just every time I had an interaction with Luke, I just spiraled. Like, I just had, like, an existential crisis every time. Like, does this person hate me? Like, what the fuck is this?
What, do I have time for everything?
I spiraled every time.
Yeah, I understand that.
I
have an interesting shield.
Yeah, for the comic that comes by here, they probably are like, because you'd be like, hey, how's it going? I'll see you in never or something. You'll just say like random.
If you have any kind of social anxiety,
it sounds like normal phrases, but I like to work them in. Comics will come in and be like, I'm a comic. Can I sit in the back? I go, you're a comic? And they go, yeah. And I'm like, oh yeah, where are you from? And I'm like, you mean like, and then I just let him in after a little, you know, I gotta have, I ask him a little like question because people will just say like, oh, I'm a comic and they just like see a free show if they're not. And like,
see if you can, everybody's like, a roll comic.
Yeah. Exactly.
I just tried so hard. I'd be like, hi Luke, how are you? And you'd be like, yep.
Oh, well, that's, that's the death knell. Yeah. Trying hard is your fault.
I mean, I was a 23-year-old new comic.
He's a lot less mean than he is just short sometimes, just like very short when you're trying to like talk to him.
I don't know about short. Yeah. It's like it throws you off.
I could be a bit brusque.
It throws you off.
Yeah.
Because you're like, that's not a response that makes any sense to what I just said.
Sure. Yeah. But I also think how are you is such a rude question.
Can you elaborate?
Like, how you doing? Like, it's just what you want. Like, you don't really
know.
And I'm not going to say good. I'm not just going to lie to you and just say, like, it's great. Everything's really good.
I do. All the time.
No, most people do. And I just, a lot, like, here's a big one I do. Ask me how I'm doing, anyone?
How you doing?
Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, that's
or
a good one.
You know, if I'm polite, I say good to see you. That's a really good one. Hey, it's good to see you.
Yeah,
and like not that like what's up. But, hey, good to see you. Yeah,
I like that.
Don't ask me how I'm fucking doing. It's bad.
It makes yeah.
But I do care.
I know.
I think it's an autopilot thing. Like it's just like a thing that you say.
Yeah.
A bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
And when you see a lot of people, you're just kind of on autopilot. The other day I was walking by and I was working and I was kind of like overwhelmed. I think I was working the belly room. The other week I was working the belly room for Crack 'Em Up. And I was just very overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. I was trying to stay in like a positive mood. And so I was like walking around. I was like, hey, hi, how are you? And Brian Vokey like stopped me. He was like, you just gave me the most corporate high. And I was like, I'm trying, man. Like,
oh, yeah.
Man.
That's fine. Yeah, it's good.
That's good. Yeah.
You have to sometimes fake it.
Now I realize because now that I work here, there are so many people that now think that I hate them. And it's like, no, I'm just busy. I'm busy, yeah. I'm trying to.
Or also, like, don't go in the room. It's full. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm not in the room either. Yeah, like, yeah. I'm telling you to stay out of the room.
Yeah.
There have been several people lately that people have been like, this person thinks that you hate them. Like, I adore that person. I just don't know.
Yeah.
So I get it now.
You gotta say what's up to so many people. So many people pass through here.
Well, yeah. That's why I stay working. I don't want to get in all the conversations with people.
Yeah, I found a way to avoid that. Just being like people that think I'm an asshole, and I mean I can be for sure. I understand. I'm sorry, but like I don't have all the time.
Yeah.
I take care of.
You know, I don't think you're an asshole. I think it just like reflects back to you what you think of yourself because you're not giving much. You're just like yep, and so like whatever you think of yourself, mm-hmm. you're like. Oh, fuck, he hates me. He thinks I'm the worst. He thinks I'm not funny and he thinks that I like it. It's just all the shit that you think about yourself.
It's
just like, you're a mirror.
Wow.
Just because you say so
to insecurity.
Little.
I'm so sorry, kind of. Yeah. Yeah, I have fun with it sometimes, and then people have come up to me like you did this. Do you hate? Are we good? And I go, yeah, we're good. Don't worry about it. And I go, okay, great.
Yeah,
because but worry about this now. They're like shit. Fuck.
The truth is, no one cares. Like no one, you know, if you think someone hates you, they probably don't. No one cares.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, my favorite podcast always says, you know, the opposite of love is not hate; it is indifference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And most people.
That's just what I kind of could put out there.
Yeah, most people I don't think about at all.
Yeah.
And
if I do, then. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Brendan Cooney. He had a funny tweet about how he said Luke, I made somewhat kind of like a soft birth announcement or what, like, you know, pregnancy announcement on online, and Brendan Cooney was like, Luke Schwartz's unborn child has already made fun of me. pretty good Brendan, funny stuff. Any more stories from the week? Anything I tried to get you guys to write down? This is a pretty chill episode, slow stuff.
I mean, we're all pretty chill people.
It is true.
Yeah.
Anything stick out this week?
There were some good new snacks.
okay, in the back office.
Yeah, in the back office, but snacks? Also some brought by Mike Black.
Oh, sure. He's always got the weird chips.
There was
chips.
Some interesting Doritos, hot mustard flavor.
Oh,
people were
I like that.
Raving about them.
Oh, yeah.
And then some people were like, yeah, they really do taste like hot mustard, so I don't like that. I'm like, well, that's why they're called that. I don't like when people say that about a flavor of like a chip. They're like, oh, yeah, it tastes too much like that. I'm like, well, that's what it
good.
Is.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be that.
Mission that's, successful.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they're the recipe.
Logan brought back some candy from Sweden.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. She's back?
Yeah, she's nice. Back. I think she worked yesterday also.
Rob brought by a couple interesting flavors of Pringles. One was like adobo and one was
those were
jalapeno something that were like pretty cool. Yeah. Yeah, they were good.
Yeah, we got some Gardettos in the back now. Classic snack mix.
Corn nuts.
It's to the point where when there's no snacks, I get so disappointed. If I walk in and there's no snacks, I'm like, my day is ruined.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
My day is so ruined.
I'm pretty hungry right now too. Are you working? You work in Maine or what?
Yeah, I'm working for Guam in the main room.
Oh yeah, Guam's going to be hosting today. That's going to be weird.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Guam always like makes such big plans. I'm like, don't just calm down, man. It's gonna be fun. You've done this before.
Yeah, I wonder what he's gonna be up to tonight.
Yeah, he's gonna put the new people up first, he says. And then he asked me like what he should do. I was like, Guam, it's gonna be okay. He like privately like messaged me directly, like just host potluck.
Do you know if he's
just
gonna like, wear a suit?
Oh, I hope so. I hope he owns one, and I hope he is gonna wear it. Yeah,
you say a suit or a jersey.
Yeah. Oh yeah, just a nice jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what he would wear to court. Like, a nice jersey. Well, you guys have been really on the podcast this week. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Luke.
Shout out to everyone listening. Always, Van's always listening. And Amy and Lenny and Morgan, shout you guys out. You guys are great.
All amazing people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And oh God, I'm sure I'm forgetting something. Thank you, producer Katie, not messing with the cameras and you haven't really screwed up in a while. It's been great. Yeah.
Wow. Big
thumbs up from behind the desk. And we'll see you next time at the door. Thanks everybody. Bye.